We contributed to a big win to open the season. Pretty solid. I mean, it was, you know, always things you can do better, but good place to start.
Happy with pass rush?
It was okay. You know, we'd like to have it be stronger at times, so it was good to be able to get him down and get him off the spot some. So there's definitely room for improvement.
Well, the defensive guys said they felt like they got off a little bit of a slow start last week. How do you remedy that against the Giants?
Come out and play better early, you know. We didn't execute the way we needed to start the game. It wasn't anything that we hadn't prepared for or seen. But we didn't, you know, execute the way we have to be good. And then we kind of got into a groove in the third quarter, played a lot better, got the ball back for our offense 4 or 5 straight times. And offensively, you know, we capitalized there. And as a team, we surged in the third quarter.
So when you're watching the tape of the Giants or even watching the game live, Sunday night,
I don't think any defensive coordinator would look at that game and then come away with an excited comment. I think it would be more understanding of the challenges that are there. Despite the turnovers, they racked up almost 500 yards of offense. They were in the game, had a chance to win it at the end. Very explosive plays throughout the game. I think, you know, obviously we look at the challenges that are there and we're preparing accordingly.
With a number of offenses around the league, including your own, looking to have more snaps in the game, is that a bigger challenge mentally or physically if the pace of play is going up for a defense?
Yeah, I think probably both. You know, I think physically you're challenged in terms of conditioning. Obviously, we work at a fast pace. We have for the majority of the last couple of years here with the guys that have been here. So I think that helps. I think our conditioning and the work that the guys put in the offseason, I think that's all part of, you know, where you are, what your conditioning is like. But then mentally, to be able to handle the tempo and to be able to communicate, be on the same page and not wear down, not just physically, but not wear down mentally, be able to stay sharp and communicate. Yeah, I mean, it's just you need to be on top of it, do your job. And, you know, part of that is communicating so you're on the same page.
Well, last idea there, when I think of faster tempo, I guess I go to that's pass, but how can a faster tempo challenge defense?
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean pass at all. I think tempo is just when the ball snaps, but what they do, what they choose to do, what plays they choose to run, that's, you know, it's the full gamut, whatever they decide they can execute, get lined up and execute themselves. We have to be able to defensively line up and execute, you know, and defend it.
talking about pass rush without Bond a lot, your defense, but Dookie and Acho, is that an element? I mean, he lit up the tackle chart there for you in this game. Is that an element that you didn't have last year as far as a positive side of your defense? It maybe do some different things when you have a guy like that coming up at safety?
I don't know that I'd, you know, run those two thoughts together, but I think certainly, you know, we're going to look to harass the quarterback with the guys we have, get him off the spot, make him uncomfortable, sack him when we can, do all those things. So that's part of the pass rush. And then, you know, Duke will have his share of opportunities as a guy that either is covering or coming in as part of the pressure. So he'll play a role in that. But I think it's another story with him in terms of, you know, a young guy, second year here and taking full advantage of the opportunities, playing well and earning a spot. And then, you know, first preseason game was like, okay, well, how's it going to be in the game? And then he played pretty good. And then it's like, well, we'll see how he does next week. He played pretty good. And it's kind of gone on that way. You know, we'll see how he does in the opener. He played pretty good. So we just want him to keep preparing like he is and competing and bringing the things that that he has to the table, you know, and I think he's an instinctive player and he's an aggressive tackler, and we like those things.
Coach, it's only been one game, but to follow on that line, you had guys before, undrafted, practice squad for a year, that make an impact in camp, play well in games, and then come out and play well?
Well, this game features a couple guys that were undrafted. Can you kind of scratch your head, right? I mean, isn't Cruz undrafted?
Yeah.
Guy's got to be one of the best receivers in the league. Guy was undrafted. Chris Harris is a fine football player for us, one of the better cornerbacks out there. So it doesn't matter how you arrive in the league, really. I think some guys are more heralded. Some guys get a little more money to start their career. You know, but once you're in the league, once you're here, once you've earned your way, it's about competing, going out there and preparing yourself and competing hard and taking advantage of your opportunities. And, you know, clearly in this game, there are a few guys that fall into that category. Yeah, it's easy for me. So I'm not the general manager that has to protect the pick or justify a pick. You know, as a coach, I can just let them compete and play the best guys. You know, and I think ultimately, you know, people in a football organization that are legitimately interested in putting the best product out there, that's how it ends up playing out. Sometimes it just takes a little longer to get there. You know, often. You know, top picks are protected for a while before that occurs. But the reality is, if you play the best players and they earn it, everybody in the building knows. Players know it. Coaches know it. You guys even know it. So I think it's apparent to everybody.
Okay, with an undrafted guy, does it take you, like you're talking with Duke, you know, first, you know, practice and
yep.
First, and we'll see how he does next week. Does it take that guy a little longer to convince you
yeah.
what your eyes are?
Yeah, it can. I mean, because you go in and, you know, there were whatever reasons they came with, whatever reason kept them from being drafted. And so they have to kind of peel some of those labels off, you know, and depending on the set of circumstances, they may not get as many opportunities and reps to show you. And sometimes, you know, injuries happen or other things happen where you're going to take a good look at the whole group, a real thorough evaluation of the whole group, and then all of a sudden you come up with a gem.
Tom Coughlin said he thinks David Wilson is going to be a marked man around the league after a couple of fumbles. Is that something that happens throughout the season where if a guy's shown he fumbled, maybe you say, let's try to hold this guy up a little longer, see if we can get the ball individually?
Well, I think that's pretty much what defenses try to do every week to every player. You know, I don't know that there's any special mark on him or anybody else that plays the game. I think, you know, from what I can see, he's got a lot of talent, and you know, we're getting prepared for the very best that they have to offer, and he's one of the real good football players they have.
When you look at Eli, honestly, he's not considered fast or mobile by many people, but how does he get away from a rush stop?
Yeah, he's probably deceivingly athletic. I mean, he's not like some of the quarterbacks out there that are going to win a foot race, but he's mobile enough, and obviously he's very smart, got a great live arm, got a terrific cast of characters that he distributes the ball to. So, you know, he buys the time he needs and does the things he needs to do, including with his legs. He'll run for first downs from time to time. So he's mobile enough. Real good third option. I described him to our guys. I said he's like a number two in the league. I mean, I think he's a legitimate starting caliber wide receiver. Happens to be their third guy in the rotation, but, you know, they've got a good group.
Yeah.